in this way of faith that comes to us as we walk together in the ways of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. This beautiful reading from Micah is favorite for a lot of people. The great prophet, that simple phrase at the end that finishes the reading about what God is asking of us, just this, to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with our God. This is a lot of people's favorite phrase, and it's a beautiful shaping of our identity. It's the answer to the question, what is it that we're supposed to be about in this human life? It's right there, and I want to make sure you get the whole context of it. That's why I asked Nancy to read all 8 verses of the beginning. It starts, we have almost a court case going on. Imagine there's a trial going on, and we are the defendants in the case. And Micah is the prosecutor. And if you listen carefully to the language, it's shaped very much in the form of a traditional Hebrew trial. And here's what's going on. We are being accused as human beings of not living up to our part of the bargain with God. And Micah is prosecuting this case, and he begins with this litany to say, look at all the things that God has done for you. And he gives a traditional historical litany. You know, we were there with you for the Egyptians, and we took care of all the struggles that you had. And when you needed God, God was there. Remember that. And when you remember, there's a frustration in Micah. You're not living up to your side of the bargain. Let me remind you, says Micah, of what you're supposed to be. And at first, he says, if I ask you what you're supposed to do, the first things you think about are very ritualistic things. You think that if you show up in church on Sunday and you give to the right causes, and you think that if you are seen as one who is faithful, that that's all, that's it, that's what you need. Even to the point of this idea of all of the things that you might do, it's more than that, Micah says. It's deeper than that. And then he gives us this answer. So what is it that God wants? Let me tell you. Let me explain quite clearly. And he gives us these beautiful 3 ideas for us, deeper, richer. Here's what God needs from you. In all things, you act justly. Mishpat, this is the Hebrew word. You act with the intention of what God requires. You act justly. And then you love. You love chesed, an amazing Hebrew word. It is the essence of God's love, not just tenderly, but also fiercely. You love with this tenderness and fierceness. And then the last one, and this is the one I want to focus on, because frankly, for we human beings who are so fine, it's the hardest one. It is to walk humbly with our God. Yalak mishma. It's a word, a phrase that you don't see in the text very often. And it means to walk humbly. And I want to think about with this with you, because I think we think we're doing it a lot of the time when we're not. Well, I won't even speak for you. I'm going to speak for me. I think I'm doing it a lot of the time, and frankly, I'm afraid I'm a little more arrogant than I want to let on. So I want to think about what a humble way would look like, and I want to do that by thinking about beauty with you.
Beauty.
Yes, beauty. I want to talk to you about Camille Pissarro. You can look again at the cover, the beautiful painting, an impressionist from the late 19th century. Camille Pissarro was part of a movement in France of painters. And at the time, you know, France, Paris, always known for its marvelous art. But at this time in the late 19th century, around 1870, there was a group of people called the Salon, and they were the art critics of the day. And basically what they said to the world was, we will tell you what good art is. And so these young, who come to be called impressionists, begin to paint in a new way, and the Salon rejects their paintings and says, listen, all this stuff is lousy. We're not going to show it in our galleries. We're not going to put you in any of the beautiful... Forget it. You guys are on your own. But there was this group of other artists who were looking for a different way of expressing the beauty of the world. And Pissarro is one of them. He becomes known as the Dean of Impressionists. First and foremost, because he's the oldest of the bunch, probably. But also all of these young artists like Monet and Degas and Cézanne all came to him and said, they don't like me. They don't like the art I'm doing. And here's what Pissarro said. They don't understand you. We need to learn how to communicate what it is we're trying to do. And the idea was, we're trying to get the artist out of the way so that beauty can be expressed more richly. I want to say that again because it's important to our thinking today. We want to get the artist out of the way. Pissarro said, paint without adulteration. I had to look that word up when I was studying Pissarro. The idea of adding the extra stuff to think you're making it better when you're actually making it worse. And here's the example that he gives. They would say, one of the complaints about the Impressionists is they painted outside. Can you believe it? And this is what Pissarro encouraged. He said, when you're watching a sunset, let it speak through you. Don't get your own stuff in the way. And stay out there and let it speak. Let it see the beauty and express it. And of course, the Salon said, no, you look at the sunset and then you go inside and you look at your palette of colors and you paint, you know, you show them what you know. And Pissarro was like, it's not about you. It's not about the artist. It's about the beauty. Let beauty speak through you. This little group of artists eventually formed their own little group called the Society, the Collaborators of Painters and Sculptors and Engravers, and they had their own show. This all happened in about 1872, about the time when this painting was coming out. And of course, the critics had to go see it, and you know what they said? This isn't real art. This is unfinished. It's an impression of art. The word impressionist was actually a critique the first time it was spoken. It's not finished. It's just barely there. I don't know if you like Impressionist art. You maybe can take from me that I adore it, because it captures my imagination. And Pissarro encouraged them to be more humble with their art, to let the beauty be at the center of who they were. This is what I think Micah is encouraging us towards. This idea of walking humbly with God is to not make it about us, but to make it about something more beautiful and more full and more life-giving and more loving, more joyful and more peaceful. That is the center of our universe. And that is what we serve. That is how we walk humbly together. We are not our own. We belong to each other and to a vision, to a kingdom. There are all kinds, to a spirit that is greater than we are. And when we remember who we are, then the beauty shines through. This is the invitation of our faith. Who are we? We are people who will act justly and love tenderly. And together, we will walk humbly with our God. Amen.